today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, wherever you are. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah on the program. Today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Wednesday, is the 29th of Rabiul Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verse 53 of chapter Az-Zumar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Man's knowledge and endeavor are the requisites for gaining provision, but they are not sufficient. He's not supposed to solely rely on his knowledge and capabilities, since everything depends on another power. A reply to those who consider their possessions as the fruits of their knowledge and the capacities, the Holy Quran reminds men to take a glance at the history of ancient peoples and notice that others uttered such claims and experienced the affections and torments. Previous episode of today's special, we're speaking about thinking well of Allah. This balance of being hopeful and wishful, but at the same time feeling your sins and thinking well of Allah, is not only limited to your deathbed. It is a concept that must be with us 24/7. This is how we should think of Allah all the time. So for a believer, his conviction is that if you seek Allah's forgiveness, He will forgive you. If supplicate to Him, He would answer you. And if you need Him, He will suffice you. This is what the conviction of a believer should be, unlike most of the Muslims nowadays. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, Allah Most High says, My servant is as he thinks of me, and I am with him when he calls upon me. If he mentions me within himself, I mention him within myself. And if he mentions me in a gathering, I mention him in a gathering better and finer than his.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with a new topic, inshallah, to discuss with each other. The topic that we want to discuss it today is having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is, in Islamic terms, called husn al-dhann billah. Let me recite and let's say focus on a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam on the show. Imam says that حسن الظن بالله أن لا ترجو إلا الله. Not to ask for anything except for the sake of God. ولا تخاف إلا ذنبك. And not to fear from anything except from your own sins. So Allah will definitely accept whatever you do for the sake of Him. And the person's fear should be from his own shortcomings and shortness of actions and from his own sins, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have it in the beautiful dua of Abu Hamza al-Thumali that narrates that beautiful dua from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam that says, شَرَّنَا إِلَيْكَ سَاعِدْ وَخَيِّرُكَ إِلَيْنَا نَازِلْ. That is, whatever comes down to us from your side is khair, is goodness. And whatever comes up from our side is shar. So, therefore, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only opposed to fear, but having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be with a fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, in contrast to husna, then, there is suspicion of God. And the meaning of suspicion of God is that when problems arise, man is wavering in relation to God's promises. And when difficult tests occur in financial and other issues and matters, he forgets Allah's promises and turns to sins. So at the same time that we trust in Allah's favors, we trust in Allah's graces and mercies, at the same time we have to be in the fear of our own actions.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Have a list. Above of it is written ways to get closer to Allah at home, and we reach to salawat. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, whoever sends salah, prayer and blessing, upon me and my family once, Allah will send the blessings upon him tenfold. There are so many benefits for sending prayers upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his family. It is also one of the most encouraged ways for us to express our love towards them. Let us encourage one another to show our love to our Prophet Muhammad and recite as many prayers upon him. One of the ways to send prayers to the Prophet is to recite O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you send blessings upon Abraham and upon the family of Abraham. Indeed, you are praiseworthy and glorious. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you blessed Abraham and the family of Abraham. Indeed, you are praiseworthy and glorious.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah.
We're speaking about thinking well of Allah when we sin. When we do wrong, let us feel guilty, but let us also flee to Allah. Have a good opinion of Allah. If you are sincere, He will forgive you. He is that forgiving. He is that great. He is that magnanimous. Even when we commit the same sin again and again and again, our good opinion of Allah should let us know that as long as we constantly strive against our nafs, that is the lower self, and against that part of us that wants to indulge in that sin, we have already been forgiven. At the end of the day, it is Shaitan, Satan, who wants us to go to hell, not Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran, in chapter 4, verse 27, Allah wants to accept your repentance, but those who follow their passions want you to digress into a great deviation.
The hadith says sometimes you will trip, fall, and wound yourself. Why? Because of a sin that you committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. And therefore, sometimes we pay for our sins here in this life. Not only in the hereafter. Now you may ask, why is it that God just does not punish us in the hereafter? Why in this life? There are a number of reasons, but one reason is the life, this world, is too limited and too short for some people to be given what they deserve for sinning. Look at the tyrants, for example. A person like Saddam Hussein, I ask you, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establish justice for him on the face of this planet? When you consider that he made millions of people miserable, he orphaned hundreds of thousands of children. He widowed hundreds of thousands of women. He tortured hundreds of thousands of people. How could you ever give him what he deserves in this life? The world is too limited. It's too short for him to receive the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does receive partial punishment, but that's why you need the akhirah. Because without it, these tyrants can never get what they deserve. They've made millions of lives miserable. How can you make him miserable a million times? How? Certain people became miserable because of him for 30 years, for 40 years. And when you add that, you get millions and millions of years of misery. How can you administer to him that in this life? That's why those who reject the akhirah, those atheists who reject God and the day of judgment, no, the world is it. When we die, we'll become part of the ground. This is a very dangerous ideology. You know why? Because this creates depression in the hearts of people.
Do Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special under the title of Thinking Well of Allah. That's a nice topic, so inshallah we're going to continue to discuss about it. So be with us. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي